It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Thursday afternoon. That means we are visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. Pam, how is your Thursday afternoon going so far?
Going well. We had a long meeting last night, so I've been a little slow today, but still plodding through lots of activities. We have a ribbon cutting a little bit after this for the North Carolina, and I believe South Carolina too, Donor Association, which is having their grand opening. They're in the Enterprise Zone off Millhouse Road. They're the organ donor coordinators for such an important, vital service in our community and statewide. And they bring 100 employees to the site here, too. So we're very excited to go cut the ribbon today and welcome them in. Their facility is lovely, and headed over there right after this.
Well, hopefully you're able to visit the inside of the facility some, too, as we've got a lot of precipitation coming down.
You made
reference to the long meeting last night. There was a lot there, just glancing at the agenda even. It looked like a lot to unpack. Can you tell me what happened with the zoning application for the apartment building on Columbia and Rosemary?
So that was approved unanimously. Council agreed that it met a lot of goals that we were looking for, especially in the downtown. We need places for our workers to live. We need price points that are different. This one ranges in the 110% AMI, which most market rate apartments are 140% or more. And it's going to offer some affordable retail on the first floor for some of our incubators, startups, people who are trying to make a go of a new business, which is something we also need in the downtown. And it will have 5 affordable units at 80% AMI. It's a small, compact site. It's right next to the parking deck that's being built. And it's a good outcome for that corner to bring more people downtown so that we have more foot traffic for our local businesses.
I know that parking deck has been sort of something that slowed some other projects down. Will that be affecting this project at all?
No, we should be good to go. We've been waiting for some dry weather to get that first layer of concrete poured down there. Once we know that the weather's going to be dry for a certain period of time, that concrete level layer can go down and the building will really take off after that. So they've been doing all the prep work, getting ready, and so we should be good to go. It's still slated to open in March of next year. And the apartment building would take at least a year to go through the zoning compliance permit process before they break ground. So timing will be good, actually.
Sounds great. We're visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, talking about a very packed Chapel Hill Town Council meeting from last night. Another item on the agenda was a hearing on the redevelopment at Easttown by UNC Health. What's the latest on that?
So it was really good. We've been working on this for a long time, and then we kind of stalled during COVID. And UNC Healthcare reevaluated their needs and have come back with a plan that is only dealing with medical office buildings and some parking. They're no longer looking to put housing there, and we talked different things through. We do want them to be partners in helping provide affordable housing. They are one of our largest employers in the community. We really value UNC Healthcare for the quality of service they give, for the wonderful things they do in the community with healthcare for all and from across the state, actually. So they're bringing back this medical campus proposal. We had a lot of questions, and they're offering to contribute $5 million toward a revolving loan fund for affordable housing. We are still talking through some details. It was the first of 2 public hearings. I know there's been a lot of concern about the proposal to put a parking deck in the what we call the North 20. There's 2 separate parcels, basically. And we had a long discussion about that. You know, there's got to be a better answer than that. It's a natural heritage site. It's got some other RCD in it. It's got an old hickory stand. I've been getting lots of emails about it. So we're trying to work through a better outcome. They say they wouldn't need to, they hope never to need to build it, that would be the last thing they ever build, and it would probably be 20 to 25 years out. But again, that's not, you know, It's really kind of hard to strategize all that and figure it out, but we're going to see, and they'll come back on May 24th.
So we're still very early in the discussion phase here. When they come back on May 24th, is that just another presentation after taking your
no,
feedback?
We would, actually hoping to vote. We'll see where we get. We had made several requests for more information and for them to reconsider a few things. So we will see where we get, but I'm slated to vote on May 24th on this project.
We're visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. Those were the two main items I had marked from the town council meeting last night. What else happened that you felt was noteworthy?
We got an update from our consultants about the affordable housing strategy for Chapel Hill as we have come to the end of our five-year master plan, and we've made really good progress with the news. We heard from the consultant that we are punching way above our weight in the size community we are with how much we've done. But it was really hard to hear how hard it is, the housing market has been on so many people. Housing prices have gone up by more than 36% since 2019. And so we need to figure out better ways, more ways. We are using lots of different tools. We got kudos from the consultant who works across the country saying that we have made great use of tools, that they have some other tools that they'd like to consider and investigate if those would work for Chapel Hill, but that we have made really good strides and plotted our efforts. But again, you know, we've got to make a bigger difference. We've got to help more people as these housing prices have just gone out of control, which really is a huge barrier for people trying to enter the market. We did hear from some individuals who are part of the Community Home Trust Network, and it was really refreshing to hear how well that had worked out for individuals, and it's a great community part. We have lots of great community partners. But we're just going to be looking at new strategies and figuring out how to move forward with that. And then we have some good news to share. We are excited about UNC. We'll be hosting the Wrexham-Chelsea soccer match this summer on a schedule for July 19th. Tickets are already on sale. And a portion of the proceeds will benefit the UNC Children's Hospital. But it's kind of fun to have an international event right here in Chapel Hill in the summertime where people can come out and be part of it. And then I signed onto the National Wildlife Federation Mayor's Monarch Pledge. It's the third year we've signed on, and we are in the migration path for monarchs, which are an endangered species now. So we want to help promote awareness and those kinds of things. And we celebrated Kimberly Jones, who is the North Carolina Teacher of the Year from Chapel Hill High. It's always great to acknowledge our incredible educators here in our community that work with our kids. Next week, we're having the Council Committee on Economic Sustainability. We're going to be in person down at the Story, which is on West Franklin Street. And lots of activities going on this weekend. It is the springtime. There'll be just many different events. I know that the Carolina Inn has started back up with Fridays on the Front Porch. We've got other musical events and other events happening all around town. The Northside Festival is happening on Saturday. We kicked off Bike Month for May. We've got a lot of biking activities, so check the website. Just a lot of fun things going on. And we are really sprucing up downtown. We always try to get really ready for graduation weekend, but also we're doing a lot of things that are going to be permanent downtown as far as sprucing up with planters and the Clean and Green team and more lighting and had a big trash can discussion yesterday. Lots of good things going on in our community.
Glad that there's so much positive that can come from the town council meeting when there's so much serious stuff that has to be discussed as well. And I did want to talk about one other thing before we wrap up here. We're visiting with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and this is the second week in a row that I have a conversation with you just after learning that one of your colleagues has decided to not run for re-election. This time it's Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver who's decided that she's not going to run for a third term. Wondering if you could talk about what that meant when you heard that news.
I was saddened. Jen and I formed a special bond along with the other leaders during COVID. We had to work very closely together, usually on a daily basis. And she's done Hillsborough proud. I get it. It's a lot of work being the mayor. It is an honor and a privilege, but it's also a lot of time and energy. So she's also been our leader of the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and Damon has been the former chair of that group as well. We're going to lose a lot of good experience and insight, but I respect the fact that they have both worked very hard for their communities, and they deserve time to do things, other things in their life, explore other options. I'm still weighing my decision, so this has kind of been like, whoa. It's always good to know that a community is going to be just fine. I think both of them have said that, but they know it doesn't depend on the person. Our communities are strong. Orange County communities all around, we are working in partnership. We work together well, and we share similar values. And while I'm sad to lose two colleagues, I know new ones will step up to the plate, so it's all good.
Yes, we do have a pretty deep bench in this area, but it's still still hard to see some folks stepping away from the limelight. As somebody who works in a newsroom, I'm pretty excited to see how all this plays out. We'll also have the Pittsburgh mayor seat open coming up this fall, so it's going to be
right,
a wild
Cindy
one.
Perry. Yeah. I've worked with Cindy Perry well, too, and over the years. And you know, it's tough. I mean, people do have careers and families and other interests, but you do find that people who run for these positions are dedicated to their community. They want to see the best outcomes for everybody, and I'm proud of all the Orange leaders, and we will be strong together.
We're just about out of time, Pam, so is there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Just lots going on, and for people to follow on the website or sign up for the town e-news, it's always good to stay in touch because things do fly fast, especially in springtime.
Townofchapelhill.org is that website. Pam, thanks for making the time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye.